I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Matter of fact, hello, how are you guys doing? Welcome. It's the end of the week. And we're going to be changing the way we do this podcast. Just not just the podcast, but the videos in general. We have Tardio here, this gentleman right here. You're going to see him on every single one of the videos now. People seem to enjoy it better, and I actually enjoy it better to actually have someone to talk with. So I'm not just having a conversation to myself on a camera. I've been doing that for many, like almost 7 years now. I've been talking to a camera by myself. So it's kind of enjoyable to do it like this. I went down a rabbit hole this morning. And when I mean I went down a rabbit hole, I was just like, oh, the COVID stuff. We always talk about that and whatnot. But I went down a rabbit hole this morning that ended up on a monetary figure that I did not even believe was something that was, I don't know.
It started off with who's making money on this.
It did. It started off with like that.
I guarantee you there's money.
And then I asked him, I remember I asked Tardio, I said, I wonder how much money Moderna's making.
A lot.
It's not just that. It's just, this thing starts and it ends and it might make you, I was going to say ejaculate. That didn't make any sense. That didn't make any sense at all.
It's the I don't Moderna know. Vaccine will make you ejaculate.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
All right, so I'm going to start out with this one. So Australia, they're like one of our brother countries, our brother in countries, I guess. I don't know. They're one of our good friends of countries. And for some reason, Australia's most populous state has actually reinstated fierce restrictions and suspended elective surgeries on this coming Friday, today. Which is kind of crazy when they do these kind of things. I never really understood it. And it's kind of like, oh, well, we're going to shut down everything next Tuesday at midnight. You can't go out anymore. You're like, well, if it's so scary and so drastic, why don't you just do it right now?
Australia's been like really strict just in general.
Extremely strict.
With COVID.
I was just saying in general. Like states are like, well, by next Wednesday, you can't go out and do stuff past.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Curfew. Okay. Anyway, regulations are actually banning. They're banning dancing, singing in pubs. In nightclubs, so you can't dance or sing anymore. And they're delaying all non-urgent surgeries until mid-February. So if you go into a nightclub, or if you're in public and you can sing, it is absolutely illegal to sing in public now.
Let me tell you why the non-elective surgery thing is just such a... Or banning the elective surgery thing is a big deal to me, right? So my mom was terminally ill for the longest time. She had liver disease, like coming up on end-stage liver disease. Mm-hmm. So my sister and I, we went to go as live tissue donors for my mother. And this is when COVID first hit. Because giving a live tissue donor to my being a live tissue donor to my mother mm-hmm. ended up being an elective surgery. She wasn't allowed to do it. Now, fast forward a couple months beyond that, they had to wait till she was literally on her deathbed and had to receive a traditional transplant. And due to that, she ends up passing away because it couldn't get into her body in time. So because it was an elective surgery, the government decided that elective surgeries are bad. All of a sudden, now my mom ends up on her deathbed and then ends up passing away when we could have prevented this 6 months prior when we had originally looked at getting her into an institute down in California.
It's kind of like when they shut down schools like they have. If they were to change out kids' desks with like, I don't know, say booths that are from restaurants, they would stay open.
Right.
Like it's beyond if you put it like that. I mean, if you throw in what's the difference between a restaurant booth and a kid sitting at his desk at a school? None. But
nothing. What's the difference between kids going to school and everybody going to Walmart?
Literally nothing. But anyway, hospitalizations apparently have reached some state. The authorities have actually warning that they could spike to some bad scenarios over the next month or so. They don't exactly know because this is completely different. But anyway, the head of Australian Medical Association actually stated this. These new restrictions that we understand may come in today. They might slightly slow the actual spread of this new one, but there's no way it's going to actually turn the curve around because they actually started way late. And everyone is either immune or they've already caught it. This is directly from the head of Australia's Medical Association. And that got me even going farther down a rabbit hole.
Let's just pause for a second on how ridiculous Australia is. It is an island.
It's an island
that has some of the best like as far as restrictions go, they are
best.
100% best on restrictions. Like they are out of control on their restrictions, and yet this variant
somehow
still got to the island. So that within itself should give you a clue that whatever the hell it is you're doing doesn't work, and you just need to relax.
And then that pushed me onto this one in America, where the wave has now reached 126,000 this week of people that have been hospitalized with COVID. Makes you wonder, how do they get these kind of crazy numbers? This time, a majority of the patients counted as COVID cases in some hospitals were actually initially admitted for other reasons or COVID infections discovered incidentally. So they came into the hospital looking for something else, and of course they test them when they come in, and now they incidentally found out, oh, hey, look, you have COVID. And the person's like, oh, I do? Well, I didn't know that. I came in here because my fucking toe hurt. Roughly two-thirds of COVID patients in the county's public hospitals were initially admitted for other causes. That's out of LA.
How many? Two-thirds?
Two-thirds of the people actually admitted into the hospitals were actually admitted with nothing related to COVID.
They're not being admitted because of COVID, but they're saying that their COVID hospitalizations
yes.
is how
so
they're
that's
tracking
why
them.
Your COVID hospitalizations are so high. It's because they get in and those numbers are mixed together. And this, I'm telling you, when I talk about rabbit hole, we're just getting to the very tip of this iceberg of stuff. I don't even know how I got down this thing. Many hospitals are now reporting record surges of COVID cases, even as staff shortages hit their highest levels nationally during the pandemic. A 1-2 punch that is forcing hospitals to turn away ambulances, cancel procedures, and warn would-be patients to stay away because they can't promise prompt care. So just like here in Texas, when we were going to go to Vegas, we went to Vegas last week. My buddy had to get a COVID test because he didn't feel right. He just like, I got a sore throat. I don't feel great. Got congestion. Pops negative. So he's like, all right, let's get on the plane. Let's go to Vegas. So me and him, we go to Vegas. We spend 3 days in Vegas together. And then they call him when he gets home, and his blood work came back, and he had tested positive. So I don't know if those rapid tests are really actually working.
No, and it's sad because they said that there's not false negatives.
And there's definitely...
There is 100% false negatives, and the government's saying that there's not false negatives when it comes to him, only false positives.
Not true.
Not true.
Not even close to being true. So it ranges from epicenters such as New York, where many patients aren't aware they're actually infected until they test positive while visiting a hospital for other procedures. And then you go to places like Michigan and Minnesota, healthcare workers are actually still trying to treat and fight people that are dealing with Delta. So that's why these numbers are absolutely skyrocketing inside of hospitalizations and just infection rates in general, because people are getting tested for other, they're going in and doing other things. It's just popping, like Cardi B. Cardi B pops it. This is directly from some, well, I'll read it here in a second, but it says, first patients admitted to the primary due to illnesses. This is a gentleman named, his name is Keith Armitage. He's an infectious disease doctor at university hospitals. Second, patients who have an underlying conditions like heart failure, asthma, who get COVID-19, which causes an exacerbation of their underlying condition. The third bucket is when he put these people in three buckets, are people who come in for something completely unrelated, then test positive in the hospital. The fact that patients are showing up at hospitals with other ailments and injuries only to test positive later for COVID is another indicator that Omicron causes less serious illnesses, especially in people who are vaccinated.
You don't say.
It's mind-boggling stuff, I know. This is crazy. Stuff you've probably heard a million times. But I see these kind of like images on Instagram and or I don't get on Facebook, but I would assume the same place because the same company. It's more right-leaning stuff, and they pretty much push this agenda, well, quite a bit. And it's one of those kind of things where I kind of like just, I take it with a grain of salt and I flick through it because I never know what to really think. And then I got on today's and it's like, whoa. Then it goes to ask you about the school closures, which we talked about here a second ago. If they were to replace the desks inside of schools with just, I don't know, say a booth from a restaurant, they would probably stay open, correct? Mm-hmm. Or maybe some people would say not because it would take in the livelihood of the owner's ability to generate income and whatnot. Okay, well, sure. Various school systems in Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and other states have actually delayed reopenings after this winter break, citing that COVID-19 concerns related to staffing shortages. More than 3,200 schools are actually closed this week. And it makes you wonder, where did all the money that we actually gave to these schools, where did it go? And that's where I ended up going down the most massive rabbit hole I never thought I would go down. So the members of Chicago's teachers union are holding a vote this Tuesday, this next coming Tuesday, a day after reopening, to return to remote learning for 2 weeks if their demands for a large increase of COVID-19 testing for all students to go back to school are not met. My question is, when I was getting sick back in the day, if I was sick, I didn't need to be tested. I just wouldn't go to school.
Right.
That's
standard across the board.
Standard. Like if I was sick back in the day And it was during the winter months. Oh, man, he might have a really bad cold or he might have a flu.
He might have the flu. You don't go to school.
You don't go to school because you don't want to spread it through everybody else. What's the difference
now? Or you
nowadays?
Feel like
Or you just feel, you just stay home. Well, what's the difference? Can anybody tell me? You don't need to, like, to me, you don't, like, if you feel bad, all right, well, I feel bad. I'm probably just going to stay home today. I don't
well,
need
what is,
a test
what,
to tell me.
My question is, what is the difference? Let's say I do go out. I'm not sick at all, right? Let's mm-hmm. say let's say I do feel like I have the cold or I have the flu, whatever, and because of everything that's going on today, I'm going to end up staying at home regardless. Make sure I don't spread whatever it is I have. So because I don't, I'm like, you have such a low risk of any adverse health effects coming from this, why do I need to go get tested? Like, what does that test from CVS tell me?
Not a thing. Like, you paid $156 for it, though. I'll tell you that.
Right. I go and I get the test, and I test positive. Do I go to the hospital and get a full checkup?
No. What are you going to do?
No. Nothing,
you
can't. Nobody does that. So what the hell's the point?
Like, you've already been vaccinated, and you've already had a booster.
So what's the point?
And you get sick. You're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll stay home. What's the point of going to get a test?
Right. Agreed.
Okay. That's why I'm kind of confused as to why they would need this. And the other thing is
that's what I'm saying. Why the hell does this test even exist?
If they need this test, that's fine. Because we gave them billions of dollars. By the way, you're going to find this out. Based on science, we know that mental health of children and learning loss is greater than the risk of COVID. This is directly from Laura Zork. She's part of the education reform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally, I mean, it makes sense.
So I said firsthand with my kids.
Yeah, like me as a kid, if I was a high schooler or just a middle schooler or whatever, knowing me and I was going through COVID, I would literally get no work done ever. No. I would never do anything.
I saw it firsthand with my kids. I had to spend more time. And like, as much as I try with my children, I am not a teacher. I
Neither
need teachers
I.
to do that yeah. job.
Well,
yeah.
I
and it wasn't just my kids. I saw like a lot of kids start falling behind when we went and we shut down those schools for that long.
Which I actually do have the numbers about that. We're like,
that's ridiculous.
This whole thing we're talking about today is going to take you down a path you've thought you've never were going to enter. It's really weird. So anyway, President Biden actually had the American Rescue Plan, the COVID-19 relief package. They allocated $122 billion toward helping K-12 public schools to deal with
How
COVID
much?
Pandemic. $122 billion. Yeah, holy. I know. This is going to send you guys down a rabbit hole that you wish you had never entered. Okay? Despite the massive increase in funding, teachers union members remain concerned about the lack of COVID-19 tests and personal protective equipment as well as outdated ventilation systems. So the money they was actually given, and this was given, I think it was last March when he first got in office. That was like one of the things. Mm-hmm. $122 billion was given to these schools. Now you want to know, where did the schools actually utilize these funds for? And that's what we're going to talk about here in a second. Early estimates for 2020 show that more than 6,600 suicide deaths among U.S. ages or U.S. kids used ages 10 to 24. That's directly from the CDC. Emergency room visits for suicide attempts among those adolescent girls in particular rose by 51% during the pandemic, and emergency room visits among adolescent boys increased by 4% during the same period. So apparently, girls were having a harder time sitting at home being by themselves. Clearly, because they were increased by 51%. You're talking about suicide attempts from the same age range. Same ranged.
Increased by 50%. Over 50%.
51%, yes.
Okay.
So students' math comprehension has actually been decreasing as well since 2020. Math achievement fell even further behind historical trends. The difference of 5 to 10 percentile points in the fall of 2020 widened to a difference of 8 to 12 percentile points in the spring of 2021. So you literally had a 6 to 7 to 8% increase just in percentile points from the fall to spring in the children's math comprehension over staying
so
at home.
So kids don't go to school and they
don't
lose
learn.
Math
they
skills.
Don't,
what
they
do
don't
you
learn.
Know?
It's one of those type of things. Know? When I was in the military, which we were in the same time, when I went through sniper school and I was doing all the sniper, it was a trained, like the amount of stuff that I learned, it was when they say you don't use it, you lose it. I forget what
true.
I know, but we used to call it something and I can't recall what it was actually. I haven't used it in such a long time. You learn so much stuff when you go through sniper school. You learn a lot of like numbers, a lot of numbers, a lot of calculations, a lot of stuff that you, if you're using it at a time, it goes really quick. Like you don't have to like look at a calculator. You know the equation for something out to like 500 or 600 yards. You know how it is really quick. You look at your
it's intuitive.
You know your milled out reading. You milled out the target. You know exactly what that number is, how what the range is, and you don't need to do them like it's instant. Like you know what it is. If I were to do that now, I'd have to use a calculator. It'd probably take me 10 or 20 seconds. It's like one of those things, if you don't use it, you lose it. It's the same thing with this. It's very clear and obvious. Trust me, we're just entering this little hole that we're about to, I mean, we haven't even fully inserted. We're at just the tip of today's thing. So last spring, Congress distributed $123 billion $123 billion. I guess a second ago I said 122, so it's either 122.7.
It's probably something up there.
We'll say it's $123 billion for the schools for COVID preparedness. That's nearly, by the way, $1 million per school.
That's a lot of money.
We're talking $1 million per school. I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but that is literally $1 million per school is what it comes out to be. And it got me to thinking, what did we do with that money? Where did it go? I mean, there's no way that the government would actually misuse funds, right? There's absolutely no way. So Chicago, one of the places that you would never think to ever misuse funds in any sort of fashion.
I don't know what planet you live on, but Chicago misuses a lot of funds, and they suck at it really bad, which is why that city's in dire straits.
It's even crazier when you would anticipate the amount of money they actually didn't
send
use.
It, dude. I want
to
hear this.
So Mary Lori Lightfoot, response to the massive infusion of new funds has been depressing. To invest in the very structures that maintain inequality. $288 million of relief funds have already gone to Chicago Police Department, despite an overwhelming majority of the budget survey participants calling to redistribute police funds elsewhere. $1 billion of nearly $2 billion earmarked for the Chicago or the city of Chicago toward paying down the city's debt, aiming to relieve banks rather than... debt. Hold on, there's a reason why they got away with this. As Lightfoot assured the city's creditors in April, first and foremost, we need to make sure that we address our structural deficit. We had to do some one-timers. To close the gap between 2021, because we didn't know whether there would actually be any more monies available. I'm looking to eliminate one of those one-timers and use of this relief money to do that. And that's not even it. This is even, I'm going to buy, I'm,
I
haven't
so even, I got to be clear on this point as well. So the money that went from the federal government, Chicago took that money and said, you know what? We've got a better idea for it. We're going to pay off our debt instead of appropriating where it's supposed to go.
Yes. And it was one-timer payments that they'd actually received a loan from J.P. Morgan. So millions of Chicagoans have actually lost health, homes, and wealth. J.P. Morgan, the bank financing Chicago's scoop and toss loans, made nearly $12 billion in profit in 2021. That's a 155% increase from the year before. Lightfoot no doubt saw the arrival of billions of federal dollars as partial exit from the city's financial serfdom. However, paying banks was never the intended use of the relief monies. In fact, the Federal Reserve explicitly prohibited using funds for debt services. Nonetheless, Lightfoot administration proposed a workaround by essentially paying down the debt service from the city's corporate fund and then redirecting relief dollars into that fund. So she paid it off using a fund, then redirected the relief funds that was given from the federal government into
said fund. Wow.
I know. I told you it went down the rabbit hole. Don't worry. It gets better. There's more.
That's bad.
Dude, who would have thought that I would have found this kind of stuff, right? Yeah, I'm just a random guy sitting in Texas, and I don't even know where I found this, to be honest with you. A lot of stuff that I'm finding is not
And Chicago wonders why. Like, I know the people in Chicago. I know a couple of folks that live there, and the city's screwed. City's screwed.
Which is even crazier. They have one of the highest tax rates in America. They have some of the highest murder rates in America. They have, like, like, why are people still there? Why do people live there? You get taxed.
They can't get out. Have you actually seen, like, the videos of folks driving down and through Chicago and how just shitty that place is?
No, I've been to Chicago multiple times. I mean, I despise Chicago.
Did you go to, like, the Chicago Chicago?
Yes,
like,
I have been. Like, I've been to Chirac. Chicago. Yeah, I've been to Chicago a handful of times. Ooh. I've ridden on the subway systems. I've done it all. I've been down there. It smells. It's terrible. It's one of my biggest business partners that we're actually with. Their company is based in Chicago. I have no idea why they're there, because they're from there. They're actually they're good people. They really are. But they live in one of the shittiest cities on planet Earth. And I have no idea. They get taxed out of the ass that I have no idea. All you have to do, like, I don't understand. You can literally pick up your family and you can move to Florida. You can move
Not
to Texas.
A lot of people can do that, man. Like, the poor people that are in that city.
I'm talking about the people
but
that I know.
Yes. Those guys, 100%. They should get the hell out of there.
Those businesses, they literally can.
Yeah,
they
stop
can pick
supporting
up
that city.
And go.
Yep.
They look good. It's not that hard. It really is. As a business, it's not a hard to shift your operations to another area. Granted, you might have to find new employees, but guess what? There's a lot of qualified people in every single state. I know there is.
Yep.
Trust me, you go inside of our office now. We went from having like 6 employees to 100 really quick. And guess what? There's a lot of qualified people still trying to find jobs.
Fact.
To keep going. The 120-something billion dollars that the schools got to go to. This was actually the Daily Wire. When I mean led me down a rabbit hole. It wasn't just like me going on like Fox News or CNN. I don't believe a single one of these things I'm speaking about today was even on one of the major news sources.
It has not been.
It
would have caught my eye.
So that's what I'm saying. When I went down a rabbit hole, I went from like piece to piece, and I was having to literally research and Google and find. It was weird. The 120 something billion dollars. I have the actual schools and districts and cities, I guess you would say, where the money is actually going to. This is good job on the Daily Wire. They found this, and this is actually this is really recent. This is of January 4th.
Oh, wow.
This is like as of what, yesterday or 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chicago. We already know. I just read a whole piece on what they did with a lot of the money. Anyway, they've also earmarked $32 million of ARP, which is that money, ARP money, to a comprehensive, culturally responsive curriculum developed through the Curriculum Equity Initiative. This is because, I know we're going to send this, Daily Wire is stating that a lot of the money is being used for CRT.
I was just going to ask that. Does this get into this critical race theory?
Yes. So a lot of the money was actually used.
So instead of it going to like ventilators in the school system and everything else, Chicago decides that critical race theory is more important.
Not Chicago. This is what we're about to go down, a slippery slope.
What cities doing this?
A lot of cities.
Really?
Milwaukee allocated $24 million of ARP money to social-emotional learning, including $100,000 for anti-racism and bias professional development. It will not be conducting classes in person to at least January 10th. So not only are they not conducting classes, they didn't buy the stuff that the money was supposed to use for. Now it's being shifted. I mean, we're talking huge lump sums of money. I haven't added any of this money up, by the way, so I have no idea. So when I went through this so I have no idea how much money. So first one, Chicago, $32 million. Milwaukee, $24 million. California, it's earmarked $1.5 billion to provide school districts with training resources for classified, certified, and administrative school staff in specified high-need topics included accelerated learning, re-engaging students in restorative practices, and implicit bias training.
And that's our money.
Yes. No, I don't know how much of that is our money. I would say our money because it's taxpayer dollars no matter what.
What I'm saying.
It's not like this money's just being out of nowhere. It's literally taxpayer dollars. New York's relief plan said it believed opportunities to learn are greatly expanded for all students when strong principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion are present in operative in district or school. It referenced teaching students about privilege and their identities. We talked about this. I don't even know if that video is gone live yet, but it makes me irritated. This is not something that needs to be taught at school. The Corning Painted Post School District said it would be using ARP's money to pay equity, collaborative, and consultant best known for the work in the Loudoun County, Virginia, which is present in the five tenets of critical race theory. Buffalo Public Schools said it would spend $1.2 million of the money of its own Office of Culture and Linguistic Responsive Initiatives. I love how they make these things like really, really long terms.
Right.
Like the longest terms ever. Like they don't need the longest ones. They're going to be hiring staff for anti-racism and for emancipation and curriculum materials. Michigan promoted using an equity lens to appropriation money, including spending it on professional development for all staff members in social emotional learning, trauma enforced care, and implicit bias. Virginia plans to spend money on roadmap to equity, which draws from Ibram Kendi. Washington State, which will allocate ARP funds with the lens of educational equity. Massachusetts said it would hire race consultants to engage in robust agency-wide anti-racism training and use a proportion of ARP-ESSER funds to create a culturally responsive, anti-racist, and welcoming environment in school.
This is why I'm against big government. Has any question about why I hate big government, this is why I hate big government.
Where'd the money go? I don't know. How about Minnesota said it would use the money not to just address COVID, but also to racial stressors and social inequities in gender identity.
Gender identity.
This is not stuff that I'm making up. This is directly off. This is real. Oregon said bluntly.
Oh God, my home state.
Said that it is incorporated an equity informed anti-racist stance and anti-oppressive stance throughout this application and intends to continue this practice as we implement the programs described in this application. They just said it right out the gate. You know what? Ventilators and everything else for these schools. We're just going
to... We need to focus on critical race theory.
That's it. Nevada said it would spend ARP money on equity and diversity training and professional development for school staff, including $380,000 for restorative justice practices trainers. They don't have trainers for
restorative
this
restorative justice
practice. Yeah. Washoe County said it would be using ARP funds to hire equity and diversity specialists. Rhode Island, Center of All Actions They're going to be said it would center of all actions for orientation of cultural responsiveness and anti-racism that promotes SEL and wellness and address the deep systematic inequities that existed before the pandemic.
Not okay.
I know. That was a mouthful. That was a tongueful. Biden also said the variant was not the reason to close schools and that I believe the schools should remain open. They have what they need because on the American Rescue Plan, we provided the states with $130 billion with a B to specifically keep our students and keep our schools open, funding for ventilation.
So instead of putting the money towards keeping schools open and making schools safe so that our children go there and be perfectly happy, these places are taking the money and instead deciding that, you know what, COVID, which they're all complaining about and demanding things get shut down, not very important, but critical race theory and all this other liberal BS agenda, that's what we're going to spend the money
exactly.
on. Or we're going to take that money, we're going to earmark it in different ways, and we're going to pay off our debt.
Or you're going to pay from a different trust and then funnel the money back through
that's
the
what
trust.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah.
This entire thing. And that's what I was saying. I have no idea how I went down this rabbit hole. I have no idea how I even started there because it really just
started. I want to know how much this is about to be like a follow-up because now I want to know how much of this money specifically of the $130 billion went to waste. Like, you can always expect
what
some
mean,
sort of
to
waste.
Everything.
Not all of it.
Right
I mean,
here?
Some of the schools had to have used it correctly, right?
Yeah, well, some of them. But
I would think.
I mean, how much money of right here that I just name off, how much did you tally up? And that's $1.7 billion?
Right. Well, how many of these schools have actually, I want to know how many schools have actually upgraded ventilation systems and shit like that.
I don't know.
I didn't even know that this was a thing that the government had given that much money out just to upgrade schools to be safe for our kids.
I don't. I can't give you the answer to that.
I'm curious. I'm gonna ask my kid's school. Like, how much of this money did you receive, and where did it go?
My kid's school, where she goes, they. I don't know what they did, but they might have. I would assume that they probably didn't. I mean, it's not a big school. I don't think they did. I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, they also don't force kids to
but
wear.
But you're talking
masks.
$1 million per school.
Yeah, $1 million per school. I mean,
that's
honestly,
a lot of money. You can build a new school with $1 million.
No, you can't. You can't build a new school.
You can't build a new school. You can come pretty damn close.
Maybe like a tiny one here in Texas you could.
Yeah.
Have you seen the high school down
well,
the road?
Well, they're big. Yeah, mega. Everything's bigger in Texas. But
for some reason, they're huge. Yeah. They build these high school stadiums that are literally better than any
right.
college like
right.
football
but not
stadium.
All schools are like Texas, man. No. Like, not all places are like that.
But you know what's good about
like
Texas?
Like, $1 million goes a hell of a lot further in Oklahoma than it does in Texas.
Oh,
or in like that's
fact.
What I'm saying. There's all
yeah.
these different places where that money could go
yeah,
to
that's
and
a good
do
point,
a lot
I guess.
Of good.
When you look at it like that, you look at it from the outside of this, but you look at like schools like California. I mean, they've literally taken $1 billion it was and putting it towards
critical race theory.
Yeah, which is crazy to me. It's just what? You guys want to know, Moderna CEO, this makes me wonder, okay, so he actually came out and said that people may need to get a fourth COVID shot as efficiency of the boosters likely decline over time. So we all should have been aware that this was going to happen for the most part. I love capitalism. I do. I think it's great. Really do. It doesn't bother me.
There's a difference between capitalism and socialism, though.
There is. There is a major difference. I enjoy capitalism. There's a lot of stuff on this thing that I didn't think I was even going to get down and towards, but it's going to blow your mind here. He went on to say this, I will be surprised when we get the data in the coming weeks that it's holding nicely over time. I would expect that it's not going to hold great, Bansal said, referring to the strength of the booster shots. The Moderna CEO said governments, including the UK and South Korea, are already ordering doses in preparation. I still believe we're going to need boosters in the fall of 22 and forward, adding that people who are older or have underlying health conditions might need annual boosters for years to come.
See, boosters aren't going anywhere.
Boosters are not going anywhere. We should have known this. He's been saying this, that they believe that this first virus is not going to go away, which is kind of crazy, and then we're going to have to live with it. This is coming in directly out of the Moderna CEO's mouth. I was saying this since probably mid-2020 when I realized that it wasn't going anywhere. It's literally not going anywhere. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why we're not, why is this still a topic that we're having to talk about every single day? People should just learn to live with it. But it makes you wonder, how much money have they actually generated? It's really kind of crazy because when I even start, I don't know why I got on this subject or even started talking about this or reading about it today, but Moderna in third quarter sales in 2021, their entire sales was $5 billion worldwide. The corporation's sales year to date for 2021 were $11.3 billion.
Wow.
With up to $18 billion forecasted for the next or for the whole year from COVID vaccines alone. The vaccine was developed, as we do know, I don't know if a lot of people do know this, by public funding. U.S. taxpayers made the Moderna COVID vaccine possible. And this is what the crazy part about this is we gave them the money to make it.
Yes.
They're not allowing, they've actually applied for patents to make make it to where they're I didn't know
the
this.
Sole proprietor.
They're the sole proprietor of the vaccine itself, and they're not going to allow people to make vaccines using this. So if the thing is, if Moderna actually gave a shit about people in the world, and they're like, oh my God, you have to have the vaccine to survive. Okay, well, if that's the case, just open it up and then give it to everybody. But that's not the case. That's really not the case.
They're controlling it.
The U.S. government has actually provided Moderna, if you guys have noticed, with nearly $10 billion in taxpayer money for both research and development for the purchase of 500 million doses. We already knew that, but I just wanted to reiterate to you guys, $10 billion was given to them for that reason. Additionally, Moderna uses patents, by the way, if people don't know this, they actually use patents and non-exclusive rights that the U.S. government actually made available to them to make the COVID-19 vaccine. The Biden administration should actually use the legal leverage afforded to them by the Defense Production Act to force the company to actually share the vaccine technology and to know-how with the WHO and mRNA tech to transfer home immediately. So that's what we were just talking about a second ago. If it was actually that big of a deal and they were so worried about the entire planet Earth dying by not taking this vaccine, they could literally distribute it and like, hey, go ahead and just use it, everybody. Why not?
Money.
This is wild. I love capitalism, but this is probably the wrong time for it.
And did you know that the government actually changed the definition of vaccine?
I did not.
Yeah, so vaccine used to be like the prevention of the said virus or illness that goes in. Think about it like a smallpox vaccine prevents you from getting smallpox.
It does.
Yeah, just recently, I think, I'm not prepared to speak on this, but like I think it was like a month ago or 2 months ago, our government actually went in and changed it because when we started mandating the federal employees to get the vaccine, people were saying, wait a minute, this isn't a vaccine because it doesn't prevent it. It just lessens the symptoms. So our government went back in and it changed the definition to say that a vaccine is now something that lessens symptoms as opposed to actually prevents it from happening. And so this isn't even a true vaccine because it doesn't prevent, if for the 19th or the 20th century, the definition of vaccine was it prevents the illness. And now it doesn't prevent the illness. It just lessens the symptoms. And so we're not even talking about a real vaccine for the last 100 years. We're talking about something that has just recently within the last year been changed definition wise for vaccine.
So that's
$10 billion that the government provided, $12 billion that the government provided to make this quote unquote vaccine that ended up not meeting the definition of it. Then our government changes the definition of it to say it lessens the symptoms and is still backing the company that is not willing to even put the technology out there for other people to get out to the rest of the world.
Well, they actually, so
it's not even a real vaccine. We changed the definition of it and then they don't release.
They not only did not release it. They actually obtained several patents with very broad claims in South Africa that without even registering the product in the country. So they obtained the actual patents in South Africa. So people cannot make their vaccine in South Africa and distribute it out. I mean, in fact, they're actually planning to build facilities somewhere in Africa directly undermines the current global, like they're literally planning on building facilities in South Africa just
Moderna to, is?
Yes, just to manufacture the vaccine since they already have the patent on it.
Holy.
Crazy, right? I don't know how, where I even come and found this stuff. But anyway, this person, her name is Candace Sahomo, is where I'm getting all this information. By choosing to ignore the global public health initiatives in its own way, Moderna has made it clear that it's much more interested in raking test profits than it is contributing to the actual global vaccination effort to save lives. And Moderna was actually in like a public battle with our federal government. I think it started in like September because they put in for patents and on it, they had stated that they are the sole people that actually built and found the vaccine when in fact they were helped by the government to do it.
Correct.
But they didn't want to put it on the patent. So then the government can actually, if they're on the patent with them, then the government can make them, force them to.
Well, the government can let them do that, but the government also has the power to do that anyways underneath that act you're talking about.
Anyway, that was.
Which would be more red tape, though.
That was the hole that I found myself going way down. It was probably way more stuff than you ever would have thought of. And that was just me touching like the tip of the iceberg. If you want to get deep into it, you can do a lot of research yourself. That was me doing for about an hour and a half of just reading and then researching and then looking and then like, oh my God, where did all this money go? $130 billion. And it's used to go to all the, and it just so happens to be the more liberal left-leaning cities are actually using the funds for CRT-based stuff and not even for their masks or the ventilator systems or their tests that they're screaming from the rooftops that they need while these kids are stuck at home. When in fact, my kid has been in school since the entire thing has started. Granted, at the beginning, I think it was like the first time she went back to school last year, she had to wear a mask. And then after winter break, they eliminated it. And she hasn't had to wear a mask in school for over a year and a half.
That's crazy.
Not a single. She doesn't even have one going to school. Like
right
when
now
I go
for
to,
my
like,
kids, it's optional. Right now for my kids, it's optional. Optional.
There's not an option. Well, I guess it is an optional thing here in Texas. But when you go into the classrooms, there's like, I don't even know. I take her to school. There might be one person wearing a mask.
Right.
I don't know. There might be. It's so weird. I don't know. I'm so tired of talking about this thing, but it just drives me up. And then when I find out where the funds were used so incorrectly, and I don't know why anybody's not even talking about this. Why am I the ones talking about this?
I don't know. I'm going to dive deeper into it, though.
130, that's so much
money. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money to go to things misappropriated.
Crazy. $130 billion. They're like, oh, we need a Green New Deal. Why don't you just use this money that you're talking about using for CRT? Why don't you build your... That's the other thing. Why don't you guys use this money instead of CRT? Why isn't it used for, like, putting, I don't know, solar panels on your roof that you, from these cities that are like, oh, we need to be more green. Well, old solar panels. Why are you spending $1.2 billion?
How about the homeless crisis?
Or the homeless crisis. Jeez Louise, that's not even... That's
the opioid epidemic.
Now, which is worse than... Well, that's another
sex
thing.
Sex trafficking.
Sex, yeah.
Child trafficking.
I feel like
all of that money could have gone to so much good, and they wasted it.
Yeah, we're talking about Friday. Yesterday was January 6th. The only thing they want to talk about, by the way, was the insurrection, which you all know about, which I want to pull something up real quick because I just saw it a second ago. Actually, you know what? I don't want to do that right now. Don't even care. They're basically just trying to bar Trump from being in holding public office again. That's actually what's going through right now. I don't know if you read that.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
right there.
And they're continuing to try to discredit them.
The Democrats quietly explore barring Trump from office over January 6th. So pretty much they're worried about 2022, which I've said that 100 million times. They're going to lose 2022. It's going to happen. The left has lost 2022 already, so they're planning for 2024. And they're going to lose that as well. I'm saying that. I said this in 2021. It's 3 years in advance. It's going to flop. It's going to flip-flop over shit like I'm finding right here. Like, if you guys think it's crazy that I'm finding stuff that's like that, imagine when the people that actually do this for a... Like, this is their thing. Digging deep into politicians and trying to expose them for... Oh, my God.
How do we not have government auditors that are out there fixing this, though?
I don't know. Cause
like, how does that not... How do we spend... $130 billion and not have a portion of that money make sure that it goes to where it's supposed
to
go.
Well, we spent a lot of money on the January 6th committee. I tried to find last week how much money has been spent on that, and there's no actual dollar figure out there, and no one's actually put anything two and two together, how much money is actually spent.
Yeah, I looked into it myself, and I can't find
a
damn
single
thing.
Dollar or even not even an article anywhere that talks about how much money has actually been spent to do this. When in fact, I found articles that have stated the same thing, that nothing is going to come of it because they're going to flip-flop in 2022. And they're not only they're going to do that, they're then going to try to impeach Biden for something else, which is...
Well, when was the last time any of these silly investigations that are like Congress has done turned into anything?
Well, imagine the 9/11 investigation.
Absolute waste of time and money. There's an executive order actually that came out that was talking about directing the federal government to release unclassified documents just based on 9/11. And I couldn't even imagine the amount of money that's going to go into that as well. I'm all about government transparency, but the amount of bureaucracy that goes into this and the amount of money that's spent. And I'm talking like, picture every single document that we've ever had.
Someone's got to read it.
That we direct. Somebody's got to read it. Somebody's got to mark it. It's got to go up. It's got to get redacted. Somebody's got to approve that. Then another approving authority and then a review committee.
Yeah, think about that.
And then
that.
Like all of the, like, and think about how many people it takes to do that. It's insanity. Insanity. All because of people want to spit out random conspiracy theories.
I know.
That's what it has nothing to do with transparency. It has nothing to do with transparency in our government, the reason why that came out. It came out because people are blaming our government and saying, you know what, this is BS, and the reason we went to these wars is because of BS, and we've been lied to.
The wars were
and they're just
BS.
Feeding into it. No. That's the other thing that pisses me off. People are like, oh, it was all about oil in Iraq or weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that's not the case either. Like saying that WMDs didn't exist. Define a WMD. Because I'm pretty sure chemical weapons fall underneath that definition.
I don't know. You can actually put a terrorist. One terrorist could actually be a WMD.
Fact.
One person.
Fact. I mean, that's as a matter of fact, I will tell you what our government defined a WMD as, because we actually charged an American that went over to fight with ISIS, and there's videos of him shooting RPGs, and they charged him with using weapons of mass destruction, and they used the RPG as a WMD.
It's one person. Like, they strap a vest on somebody, walks into a crowd, guess what? Mass destruction is going to happen. And he was a weapon. That didn't get his virgins. So, all right. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this one. I know it was long-winded, it felt like, but I do love you guys, and we're going to hit you with some other stuff tomorrow, every day. Do love you guys. I'm out.
Every day.